This is KUNC. Jobs in Colorado are changing. As early as next year, nearly 3 out of 4 will require some type of advanced degree. That's prompted the Colorado Department of Higher Education to create a plan for helping residents go to and graduate from a post-secondary institution. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel spoke to the group's new executive director, Angie Piccioni, about the plan and her vision for Colorado.
So let's start with a little bit more about you. What prepared you for this job?
Wow. So this job as the executive director of the Department of Higher Education really requires you to have some experience both not just in higher education, but also in secondary education and also in industry. And then better than that, even I was 2 terms in the legislature. So I taught high school. I taught at the university. I was at CSU, Colorado State University. And then for the past 12 years, I've been working in industry, doing some corporate training, essentially. And then I'd served 2 terms in the state legislature. So those are all of the facets that really make up this job to be able to do it really well.
And what drew you to the job?
The governor. So I've known the governor for almost 20 years, and when he won, he reached out to me and said, I'd love for you to apply to be in the cabinet. And I was working at a job where I think I had 1 bad day in the last 12 years, and so I wasn't eager to leave it, but I really have a lot of respect and admiration for Governor Polis and his brilliance and his passion, especially around education, and I thought this would be a really great opportunity.
What excites you about higher ed in Colorado?
You know, my whole career has been about activating potential. And so, unfortunately, there's a lot of potential in this state that goes unactivated and some that goes that's deactivated, unfortunately. And so Colorado has a huge equity gap in terms of academic achievement. The industries, the market is telling us that they need 70% of adults in Colorado to have some kind of a credential. And right now, we're only at about 56% statewide. But in our students of color, it's even less. So Hispanic student population, and not just student, but adult population, is about at about 29%. African-American is about close to 40%, and Native American is about 29%. So that's a huge gap if 74% of the jobs require it to have that huge gap. So I'm passionate about activating potential, and there's so much potential there. So I want to do and help the department really to close that equity gap.
So I know apprenticeships and internships, they're all part of your department's master plan for post-secondary attainment, which sets a goal of 66% of all residents to have some type of certificate, 2-year or 4-year degree by 2025. Right. Is this possible?
Well, you know, we want to be aspirational in our goal setting, so we definitely want to aim high. To be honest, if the industry is asking for 74%, it's like 66 is not even enough. So, but we know that it's difficult to make that huge of a turnaround. And just now we're talking about, 6 years or so by 2025. So if we stretch it out to maybe to 2030, maybe we can reset that goal at 74. But if we can begin to have a movement where people are aware of this and that they realize how important it is to get that certificate or get that credential, because of the earning power that it will give to them. And then, of course, that boosts our economy. So the first step is really the creating the awareness of the gap. And then the second step is then how do we fill that that gap? And then what are the strategies to reach that, from 56 to 66 to 74?
Do you think just, having worked in education for as long as you have and having worked with high school students, do you think students are aware of all the opportunities that are out there for them? Do you think they know that they don't maybe necessarily have to go to a 4-year institution to get a good paying job?
I'm not sure that they are. I remember when I was a dean of students at Smoky Hill High School in Cherry Creek School District, I used to have in my office, I would have a chart that said, here's your earning power without a high school degree. Here's your earning power with a high school diploma. Here it is with a 2-year associate's degree, and here's with a bachelor's, master's. So I had that chart, and every time, as a dean, you discipline students for the most part, but you also do some counseling of them as well. And so as I would work with students, I would always, I wouldn't let a student leave without talking about what is their earning potential and what do they want for their lives, And so I think we have to do more of that. We have to really be intentional about sharing what's possible and that there are so many avenues, there's so many pathways to a successful career. Yeah, we have to do a better job of making them aware.
You've been on the job since mid-January.
Yes.
Where do you see the department a year from now?
So a year from now, there are some key strategies that we're trying to do, and one of them really is about the funding formula for higher education. We've been under a particular funding formula for the last 5 years, and it's time that we kind of look at it again because it's not quite working in the way that we intended it to work. So we're going to look at a different funding formula, perhaps. And so that's probably the big ticket item. And then again, we're going to look at what are the strategies to address those equity gaps. And so a year from now, I would like to see some significant improvement in those particular gaps. So we might not be at 74% in a year. It might not even be at 66%. But if we can improve that by, let's say, 4%, if we can get to 60 by next year, maybe that's a little ambitious, but I'd rather reach for the stars than settle for less. And so we're going to look at trying to close the equity gaps and get more people, more students filling out their FAFSA so that they can get more dollars to send them to school so they can get the credentials that'll give them a great opportunity.
Thank you so much. I appreciate talking to you.
You're very welcome.
That's Angie Pacioni. She's the new executive director of the Colorado Department of Higher Education. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.